Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 293 for Friday, March 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were up Friday morning, continuing to correct off the nearby lows hit earlier in the week. Canola is up by $2 to $6. The May contract up $4.40 now at $456.70 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the firm tone in canola. Some of the strength in beans was tied to a corruption scandal concerning Brazil's former president that was causing that country's currency to rise sharply relative to the U.S. dollar. That strengthening local currency may cut into soybean exports out of Brazil. In addition, there are also reports that Brazil will be raising requirements for biodiesel in its fuel supply. That could also cut into soybeans available for export. But on the other side, strength in the Canadian dollar did put some pressure on canola. The longer-term technical trend also remains pointed down, making any gains a possible selling opportunity from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat and durum are both untraded, while barley is down in light activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans up 8 to 12 cents, the May contract up 12 at $8.76 per bushel. In addition to the political news out of Brazil, ideas that rainfall in the South American country was causing harvest delays provided some further support for U.S. beans today. For corn, prices are up 2 to 3 cents, the May contract up 3 at $3.59 per bushel. Corn was up in sympathy with soybeans, with positioning ahead of next week's USDA monthly supply demand report another feature. Wheat, meanwhile, is down a penny to up a penny, the May contract in Chicago up 1 cent at $4.61 per bushel. Some of the broad-based speculative buying interest seen in soybeans and corn today was spilling into wheat, but any gains were tempered by the relatively bearish fundamental outlook. Export demand for U.S. wheat remains sluggish at best, while production estimates out of competing countries have generally been showing some improvement. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.